were in what I've known all my life as the planner. And
where did it get that name, the planner?
It was called the plantation. Mm-hmm. CIE owns the land around 27 or Tuscarora Avenue. Mm-hmm. And that's the name of our avenue. Mm-hmm. And we were never allowed in here as kids. There were three gates on it that were locked. And if you were caught, you were in an inch of losing your life. You know, so then there was a dump here as well, and my father got that closed. And with the result then that once the dump was gone, we were left with a load of rats. So two local men, Seamus Kerwin and Peter McCormick, they kind of came to our rescue, and they started cleaning it up, and they made it into what it is now. Now, it wasn't as big then, and it was known as the Secret Garden, and it just enveloped our avenue. And the harbour itself wasn't large then, you know. And all the villagers would come down, you know, to have a walk around, have a look at the flowers, because absolutely beautiful, and still is beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous. We've just been for a ramble around it. There's lots of elderly people, retired people, young families, all kind of embracing what is very much a secret garden.
And then it has been extended upon, you know, as the years have gone on. And with that then has come the antisocial behaviour.
Okay, well, we'll get on to that in a second, but just to describe the garden as well, you can see even the Ukrainian community have presented it with a bench.
Yes.
And you can see like where we're sitting at the moment.
That was a tree that was taken down because it was dangerous, and those guys made it into two benches. There's two benches down there by the biodiversity pond.
Well, right now it's very quiet, and there's many places for people to sit down and reflect and read a book or whatever, or just take a little ramble. So at this point in the time, and I'm here with you at 3:05 in the afternoon, it's very quiet, very tranquil, and very beautiful.
Absolutely, and it will continue like this until about maybe 9:00 this evening.
And what happens then?
And then you hear people, because I live so close to it, I can hear people. During the day I can hear people when they're out here anyway, you know, but around 9-10 o'clock at night, you know, the people are not down here to look at flowers, you know. So at around that time you will see groups of different people coming down, you know, and then, you know, come 2-3 o'clock in the morning, then you hear the music, you hear the shouting, you hear the screaming, you know, you call the guards, and that's as much as I can do.
Okay, so this is really, at this stage, just causing you a lot of concern?
Absolutely.
And is it causing more than just you a lot of concern?
Well, we did, recently we had a vote on the avenue. Out of 28 houses, 15 houses wanted closed overnight.
Right.
We don't want to interfere with anything else within the garden. We've no problems that way, but we do feel that now the harbour is a bigger space than it had been back in the day. There's a lot more people around, and it's just a safety issue for us living on the street now.
You've taken me on a really detailed tour before I sat down to record this with you, and you've picked 5 spots that you're very concerned about.
Yeah.
Would you like to highlight one of them in particular where you believe it's led to people coming through a hedge and actually using it as a kind of a racetrack up and down, not far from your homes?
Well, I mean, that space that we blocked, now it's not a permanent block, it's just a block to stop scooters and bicycles racing up the back of our houses, because one of the ladies living there nearly got mowed down. You know, two guys on a scooter racing up and down. You know, so I came to the conclusion then that nobody was listening to me giving out, so I decided that I would just put a temporary stop. Now that has really helped, Alan.
Right, okay.
You know, that has really helped the whole situation.
And the music that you talk about going long into the night, how often is that happening? Did you have that over the weekend?
Not that I heard, but you see, like, I mean, it hasn't been great weather. Like, I mean, I'm delighted it's raining.
But on a calm, quiet night, could you hear the music loud into the night?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I mean, when I come out in the mornings, I would use this the park every single day. When I come out walking in the morning, I can see all of the litter that's here.
Right.
I report, every time I hear something, I report it to the Gardaí. The Gardaí have come out and said to me that it's a park, it needs to be closed overnight.
Right.
And when the Gardaí come out, there are that many openings that when they show face, there are that many openings, they just scatter.
And how could you close off the park? Does it need, would it need further development then to actually close it off if you wanted to close it off overnight?
Well, I mean, the obvious thing to do in with the five openings that directly affect us,
yeah,
is to build a ditch and, you know, keep it in line with what the garden is. Put shrubs and trees on the ditch so that that just, you know, the openings are not massive.
Yeah.
They could be easily closed, yeah, but keep it in line with what the garden is.
Yeah, but I'm getting the sense from you, Rosary, that that is, you don't want the park closed. You believe it's a wonderful amenity, and the, and I can see volunteer workers are working around here, prepping it as we speak. So there's a lot of effort going into this park.
100%. No, there's no way I want it closed, but I want my privacy and security back to what it was.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean.
And you believe realistically, what's a good closing time? 9 o'clock at night, or what?
I would say 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Open at 8, close at 9.
Open 8 in the morning, close, yeah, at 9 at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see that anybody would have a problem with that. I don't understand why it needs to be open.
And how much has the village changed, say, from the time you've obviously been here all your life?
Yes.
So you grew up,
yeah,
here,
yeah,
as a young girl, etc.
Yeah.
So how much has it changed?
Oh, massively. Massively. Like, I mean, we are bordering on a small town, I would think, but we have nothing to say that we're a town. You know, we have one supermarket. Mm. We have no doctor in the place. We have no dentist. You know, do you know what I mean? Mm. So it hasn't developed as I would have thought it should have.
And there's other aspects within the community, like what you've just raised here as well, that you feel have been put on the long finger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is because it affects, I suppose, maybe a small number of people.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe because I don't shout loud enough, I don't know. But my quality of life has been terribly affected.
Your sleep has been affected,
yes,
at night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the summer months when it's warm and you have the window open.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you hear everything that's going on then.
And when you say it's been effective, do you just feel it's an intrusion on your space? And your home is your castle, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, I mean, there was one house broken into. There was damage done to a car, wipers and I think it was wipers and a lock. Gas was stolen. Gates interfered with. Mm. And, you know, like, it's an
is this all recently?
This is all, I'm trying to,
yeah,
get this sorted for the last 2 years.
Okay, so it's been in the last 2 years.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
All we want is that it's closed overnight. Like, I believe most parks are closed overnight. It's very simple.